Elizabeth, what flies around with a light in its tail by night?
Oh, a lightning bug.
Do you know any other names for this?
No, I don't. I've never heard of any other name.
What is a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings? It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes.
An insect?
It's an insect. Sometimes people say that they're a sign that snakes are nearby.
I don't know.
All right. What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Wasps and,
What's the one that builds a big paper nest about the size of a football that hangs in trees?
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of, because I stepped in one day.
Oh, no.
I was completely covered.
Ooh.
To think of that word, I cannot.
Well, maybe we'll think of it later. They're bigger than the ones you mentioned.
Yeah. I can't think of
the kind that builds small paper nests, often the size on the side of the house. And perhaps there's more than one kind of them.
Well, that's not a stinging insect. It's called a dirt gobble.
Oh, and is the dirt gobble the one that has a mud nest?
Yes.
I see. The kind of stinging insect that builds nests in the ground and swarm over you. Little bitsy ones.
Oh, ants?
Well, now this is a flying insect.
Oh.
Bzz, buzzes.
Bees?
It's a smaller than a bee.
I don't know.
All right. And things that fly around.
Hornet? Hornet was what we called a backyard dog. Was that hornet?
Both, I think, could be a hornet.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a smaller one than a hornet that we could think of also. Things that fly around at night and bite and sometimes carry malaria.
Mosquitoes.
Right. And now, if you are walking in the woods without boots, these little things burrow in your skin and cause severe itching.
Well, some people call them chiggers, but we always call them red bugs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I am especially susceptible to them. I can't even get near the woods until they just absolutely get to me. What are the insects that are green and some brown that hop along the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
And there's a small fish that's used for bait. What is the name of these?
Small fish used for bait. I know what it is if I can think it. I tell you, I haven't thought of all these
in so long.
Well, I'll have to keep thinking. I can't think of that right now.
All right. Now then, the things that gather up at the ceiling of our rooms when they haven't been cleaned or when they haven't been lived in a good while, stretched across the corners usually. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Cobwebs.
Right. And,
So long there's not so many here.
What makes these cobwebs?
Well, spiders make webs, and whether they make all of these or not, I don't know.
And we could call this cobweb a what then, if the spider makes it?
Spider web.
Exactly. Now we're going to talk about trees.
Yeah.
What's the part of the tree underneath the ground?
The root.
And the kind of a tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
What would you call a big group of these maple trees? All in one place.
That I wouldn't know.